Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andy Anderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Papai. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Papai. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Spence reaches second base with a double. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence moves to third. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spence scores. Kakos moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell, who is chasing the ball. Pretty reaches third base with a triple. Kakos scores. Graham goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Browns. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Gene Bearden now pitching. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Al Papai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papai hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spence. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. One out. It's 4-3, Browns. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball towards right. Kaká settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kakas. Vernon moves to second. Dick Starr now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 4, Browns, 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Embry now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Leaner bunts towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Graham moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Graham moves to third. 2 outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spence. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan bunts towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Kennedy moves to third. 1 out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden strikes out. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 triples. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Sullivan now playing third base. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakas, who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Berardino moves to second. Luke Easter pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Graham moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Graham moves to third. Lehner moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-2 in the game. Bearden hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two triples. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dobie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson is called out on strikes. One out. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-1 in the game. Embry takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Embry moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Embry scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 5, Browns, 5. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kakas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive towards short. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Graham strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lehner moves to third. Bob Feller now pitching. George Elder pinch hits for Andy Anderson. George Elder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lehner scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 6-5, Browns. George Elder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini now playing shortstop. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tresh moves to second. Hal Peck pinch hits for Bob Feller. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two triples. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. It's Indians, 6, Browns, 6. Tom Farrick now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Farrick moves to second. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Spence is walked intentionally. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kakas strikes out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrick scores. Spence moves to second. It's 7-6, Browns. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Lehner reaches second base with a double. Spence scores. Graham moves to third. It's 8-6, Browns. Mike Garcia now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Graham scores. Lehner scores. It's 10-6, Browns. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.